This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us on this Monday edition of Power Business on Power 98.7. We get into a conversation around a study by the University of Cape Town that has dealt with the government's cigarette ban during the lockdown. Apparently, this ban has been dealt a major blow as a number of smokers, a majority of smokers, are still accessing tobacco products. On the line, we are joined by Professor Corneille van Walbeek. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, good evening to me. It's nice to be on your show.
It is absolutely a pleasure to be speaking to you. We've been having this conversation around big business, and I was quite interested in seeing a statistical or rather a more defined report around smokers, that part of the market that consumes these products. What are these findings? I understand a large majority of smokers are still smoking.
Yes, I head a research unit called the Research Unit on the Economics of Excisable Products. And basically, our focus is on public health and to promote public health. But we're also scientists, and we were very much interested in wanting to find out how did smokers respond to the lockdown and specifically to the ban on the sale of cigarettes over the lockdown period. And basically, what we did is we asked about 12,200 respondents in an online survey between the 29th of April and the 11th of May, basically how they responded to this particular ban on the sale of cigarettes. And our results were very, very interesting. And basically what we found is that 16% of people have been able to successfully quit smoking cigarettes during this time period.
That's encouraging.
A win for public health, and that's something that the government was wanting to achieve. However, of those people who continued smoking during the lockdown period, we see that a large percentage of them actually stocked up before the time, but clearly they have run out, and over the last number of weeks they have been buying cigarettes on the black market and illicitly in very, very large percentages. In fact, 90% of those smokers who did not quit have indicated that they have bought cigarettes in some way or another.
This some way or another is the most fascinating during this conversation. But with this report, was it ever asked or detected in terms of smokers who support tobacco industries, tobacco companies that are approaching the courts for the lifting of this ban?
We didn't pick that up. So we asked this from just normal smokers. If the tobacco industry have, to some extent, planted people to respond in a particular way, we're not aware of that. And we hope that that is not the case. But I think what we've picked up in the responses is a very, very consistent degree of anger, firstly, with the ban on the sale of cigarettes, firstly, and also quite consistent activities of people wanting to find cigarettes and trying their best to find cigarettes through sources, usually through illicit means. If I can give you some of the statistics.
Yes,
before
please.
The lockdown, 56% of people indicated that they bought their cigarettes through formal retail outlets like the formal retailers. And another substantial proportion, 34%, indicated that they were buying their cigarettes through spaza shops. After the lockdown, we see that the share of people buying cigarettes through formal retail outlets went down to 3%. Those buying through spaza shops up to 44%. And we see that a whole informal network of distribution has established and has come to the fore. For instance, many people indicated that they bought through so-called WhatsApp groups or on other online platforms. In the street from street vendors. Some were quite honest and said, I bought them from gangsters and from cigarette smugglers in the street. So we see that the market distribution network has gone from pretty formal to very, very informal.
And that's where it gets very dangerous. With this report, then, was the answer around the fake and illicit and illegal cigarettes, the smoking thereof of such products, was there concern raised there, or it's a matter of I'm feeding this monkey on my back and it doesn't really matter what it is that I'm smoking at this stage?
Yes, so in our last question where we asked for people just to pass a general comment, as I indicated to you, there was a lot of anger and lots of people indicated, I have to feed my addiction. I'm buying these cigarettes that I don't know the source thereof, but I can't find my favorite brands, which typically were multinational company brands before the time. If I can give you another statistic, before the lockdown, approximately 80% of cigarettes were purchased from what we would call multinational companies, British American Tobacco, JTI, Philip Morris, etc. And the other 20% from what we would describe as local manufacturers of cigarettes in South Africa. What's happened during the lockdown is that the share of the multinational corporations has decreased quite significantly, and the share of the so-called local companies has increased to well above 60%. So we see that there's been a huge shift in the market to local producers. If I may say so, the tobacco industry, which I've studied for many, many years, it's a pretty dirty industry. There's lots of skeletons in the closet.
Excuse the pun with the dirty on the side of the habit, as well as the industry itself.
Exactly. So I'm talking about the business activities of the industry. There are lots of examples of how they have really gone out of their way to try and manipulate and con and bypass regulations and so on. But notwithstanding that, we see that there has been a lot of activity right now where companies that have been accused of not paying excise taxes in the past have now suddenly increased their market shares quite substantially.
Briefly, a question that has always come up with this discussion around smokers and the ban of tobacco products during lockdown is these new brands that are now emerging in the market that were not favorable. Are they likely to stay around? I mean, does this report ask whether there are those smokers who have found now an alternative brand from what they were smoking that was in the mainstream?
We actually did not ask that. Many of the brands that are now coming to the fore have actually been around for quite a while. But they were relatively small brands, and they were, to some extent, probably regarded as inferior brands. But they have very much increased in market size over the last while. But we've also seen a number of new brands coming to the fore. Some of them we recognize from coming from other parts of Africa. And some of them we have got no idea where they come from, whether they are produced within South Africa, whether they are smuggled in, whatever the case may be. Sadly, the situation has become quite dramatic. If I may, in terms of the prices that people are paying for these cigarettes, we saw an amazingly interesting situation over here. On average, we see that the price of cigarettes that people are paying has increased by 90% during the lockdown period, as opposed to the pre-lockdown period. But even more interesting was we did the survey over a period of 13 days, from the 29th of April through to the 11th of May. And over that 13-day period, we saw the price of cigarettes rising daily. And we saw it rising daily by approximately, and we are sort of estimating this, at 4.4% per day.
Oh, my word.
So over the period that we did the survey, we saw that the prices of cigarettes actually were increasing by 50%. Relative to the pre-lockdown period.
It's ridiculous. Thank you so much for that insightful information. Professor Corné van Valbeek from UCT talking to us about a study that has been conducted around the lifting of the ban, or rather the ban on tobacco products. There's a call for that ban to be lifted, but according to this report, a majority of smokers are still accessing these products, whether on, well, clearly on the black market mostly, and some are legitimate products, but obviously sold.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.